Let me ask you something. Do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy is bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. I get it. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Today on the podcast, I decided it's 2020. Might as well talk about what we're eating. That's what everybody's doing, right? I have a certified holistic chef, a recipe developer, and writer who creates delicious food right here in Nashville, Tennessee. Her first cookbook, The Laura Lee Balanced Cookbook, is full of everyday recipes for the at-home cook. And her second cookbook, Simply Laura Lee, comes out later this year and is filled with even more ways to enjoy food no matter your diet and skill level in the kitchen. That's important. And if you're not already following her on the gram, it's at Laura Lee Balanced, and you should do so immediately, but please beware, it may cause hunger. It does. Please welcome my guest, Laura Lee. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're nice and cozy in my house and with the dogs, and I was telling you I took them to play before coming here. To, you know, tucker them out before they have to sit here for the podcast. And you asked what dog park I went to, and I'm like, you know what, I go to this football field. So the other day I took them to a dog park, and they both play really well with other dogs. Every owner thinks their dog plays really well with other dogs. But I took this, I took them both to this dog park. And they're playing and they're having a great time. And Ramen can hang with the best of them. Like, he can hang with any tough dog, aggressive, like, he can just hang. And I threw the ball, and this, like, feisty little black dog comes and just tackles Ramen and starts getting very aggressive. And Ramen, what he does if he's scared is he just lays on his back with his, like, but his, like, fangs out, and his hair stands up. And I saw him do that.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh my gosh, hey. And I'm like trying to move the dog, but it was very aggressive on top of him, like making like noises. And I was like, oh god. And the dog, no dog owner to be found. And then I go and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna let this go. Like, Ramen, it was so sad. He went and like laid down and he like didn't want to play anymore, but then he got up and was over it. And then I threw the ball for Pino, and the same dog, I see him charging for Pino across the whole field, and I was like, oh shit. And he did the exact same thing to Pino, attacked him, and I'm looking around like, where's this dog owner? So I look over, and there's this guy just sitting at a picnic table, like in a back corner on his phone, and I lost my shit. I was like, hey. And he was like, looks at me, I'm like, is this your dog? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, this is a dog park. You need to watch what your dog's doing. He just attacked both of my dogs.
Yes.
And he told me to calm down.
Oh, no.
You don't tell me to calm down.
He did not.
Never in the history of being told to calm down have I ever calmed down.
Has a person.
No. So he told me to calm down. And I just went, are you kidding me? And I was like, you need to keep. I actually black out. I don't remember exactly what I said. I lost it on him telling him he needs to watch his dog, and that if his dog is being aggressive, like, don't just sit on your phone in a corner. Like, make sure you watch. Anyways, I got fired up. I got in a dog fight at the dog park. And I don't know. I just feel like people always have shitty experiences at dog parks.
Well, also, like, that's actually really dangerous. Like,
yeah.
That's not.
It was really dangerous.
Yeah,
like, I was like, somebody could have got hurt.
Yeah.
And you know who really could have got hurt is that dog owner, because I would have thrown down.
Exactly. He was the first to go.
Yeah, absolutely. People underestimate my twig arms, but you know what?
I have noodle arms, too.
Yeah. Noodle arms. Don't underestimate the noodle arms.
There's more fight in them than you would think.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to start back at the beginning, because even though you're known for cooking and your recipes, you originally had a different career path in mind, right? Like, you went to University of Virginia.
Yep.
Graduated with a degree in English literature. So what did you want to do at the time?
So my whole life trajectory was to be a lawyer.
Okay.
And when I was in high school, I did like mock trial, you know.
Cheers, by the way. Okay, so I forget I totally interrupted you for one.
No, that was a good interruption. Mm-hmm. So when I was in high school, I did mock trial, which is where you're, you know, like litigating these like fake murder cases. So it's super entertaining and fun. And so I fell in love with that and I was like, great, I'll be a lawyer. So then did everything I needed to do to kind of like stay on that path in college. And then after Virginia, there's kind of like a mass exodus up to the city. Everybody just goes up there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go to New York. I'll paralegal for a little while, apply to law school, and then go to law school somewhere in the city. And that's like life plan. So I moved in 2008. I worked there for 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks, I was like, I was standing on a street corner bawling my eyes out. Like, this is so not for me. I mean, at the time, it was 2008. I was working in corporate law. There was nothing happening. It was, everyone was jumping ship. Mm-hmm. And so I would have these associates coming up to me being like whispering, like, don't do it. Like, run
really?
Away. Yeah. Yeah. And so I knew. I think I just had a gut instinct about it, too. So I knew I didn't want to do that. But that was my whole life plan kind of like out the window.
Well, I was going to say, how scary and brave of you to follow your heart instead of what you thought you were supposed to do.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I mean, it took another 4 years to kind of like get there. But yes, I would say the first step was not going to law school because that still would have been a good. I mean, I'm not street smart. Like, I'm just not. I was good at school.
Yeah.
School was a comfort zone for me, but like real life stuff, not so much. So for me, yeah, just not continuing, you know, my education, a place where I knew I would excel. And then what?
Yeah.
So I stayed in New York for 4 years just doing that kind of work and was just, I mean, you know, it was rough. I was pretty miserable. And it took that whole time to finally get to kind of get into some of the food stuff.
All right. Let's talk about LaCroix Sparkling Water. Delivers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. LaCroix's 25 flavors are derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences. Distinctive packaging, robust aroma, and natural essence makes LaCroix the innocent alternative for health-conscious consumers. So if you're like me and always like to have a beverage on hand but want to make sure you're putting only the good stuff in your body, trust me when I tell you that LaCroix is such a great go-to. I've been obsessed with LaCroix for quite a while now, and I've introduced it to my friends, family, who absolutely love incorporating it into their healthy lifestyles as well. There's 25 LaCroix flavors. The newest addition to the family is hibiscus. The LaCroix family also includes 6 LaCroix Curité flavors that have a bolder flavor profile and Nicola flavors, all inclusive in the same innocent nutritionals. LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, non-GMO, Whole30 approved, and environmentally friendly. So LaCroix cans are sustainable and recyclable, and they're the first on the market to be produced without BPA liner. Enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. LaCroix Sparkling Water is available nationwide, so for a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. Was the food stuff always a passion for you?
So my mom is a better cook than I will ever be. She makes the most incredible food, and we had home-cooked meals like every single night, 365 days a year.
Wow.
We had these home-cooked meals. But I wasn't like trailing after her in the kitchen, you know, maybe if there was dessert, but I really wasn't that into it. I think it was more sort of like subconsciously in the back of my mind, I associated cooking with comfort and family and community and all that stuff. So I think that's what resurfaced so many years later when I was in a really rough place after 4 years in New York being that miserable.
And so your being miserable came from what you were doing.
I think it came from not knowing that it wasn't what I wanted to do, but I didn't know yet. I felt, I guess, like misaligned is a good way to think of it. And I had no control. So I had horrible anxiety. I've always been like pretty anxiety prone.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I was going to the hospital thinking I was having a heart attack and spending thousands of dollars each ER visit. You know, they would do an EKG, tell me I'm fine. And people really weren't talking about mental health that much.
Right, because that, you said 2008?
Yeah.
Because 2008, I'm trying to think back as to where I was in life, because I agree, I remember thinking I had heart problems too, from anxiety. Yeah. And I guess that's why, it's because people weren't really talking about it back then.
Yeah.
So how did you find out that's what that was? Just by people talking about it? Just by more people having conversation about anxiety?
You know, I don't even think I heard anyone saying that word for years, you know, for a while. Mm-hmm. I did. I think what happened was, so I was, this is, you know, about 4 years in, I was so bored, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of free time, and I had been partying really aggressively up until mm-hmm. that point, and I decided to take a step back from that. What is the definition of insanity? Doing the same right. thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So I finally stopped. And so I was by myself on the weekends. All my friends were out. And I would go to bookstores. And I just sort of naturally gravitated towards the kind of wellness-y section, which was small and pretty, like, out there at the time.
Right.
But I found a woman named Kimberly Snyder, who nobody knows. I mean, a lot of people, I think she's still has some people paying attention to what she's doing, but she was one of the pioneers in this whole wellness world
okay.
who was making recipes and talking about mental health. And she, I remember her saying that it was all connected. And that was, I mean, to me, it was totally mind blowing.
Wow. Okay. So you've done some, like, to say that you weren't happy in a very good career and to make a change, and to say you were partying a lot and having anxiety, and then to just make a change, like, that's, those are two very difficult things that people could do in life that you did. Do you have any advice for people if they are struggling with those kinds of things and how you came to change your ways?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's such a great question. You know, I'm definitely not, I'm not an extremist by any means. I'm not going to tell someone to just, if they're not happy in their job, to just right. like quit and, you know, join the circus or whatever yeah. it is that they want to do. But I do think that you shouldn't let go of it. I think side hustles are incredible. I think finding something that you're interested in, and if you don't know what you're interested in, exploring a lot of different stuff when you do have free time is a great way to get started. Mm-hmm. And we're now living in an age where you can really, like, cultivate whatever sort of amount that you want in your life of whatever it is you're interested in. Just start doing something. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it was as simple as when I wasn't working, when I realized I loved cooking and that it was super therapeutic for me, I just used the free time that I had. And I did that for almost a year, where I got proficient enough, I read enough, I thought enough about it to where I decided to make it a career. But, you know, I think some people can just, like, dive right in guns blazing. That was not me. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that is a lot of people.
I think it's right. I think most people are not like yeah. that. I think most people don't want that kind of change and overwhelm, because sometimes you have to know who you are. I mean, some people do work better when they have a boss and structure. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But looking back, I mean, I really, it sounds cheesy, but I did sort of have, I had a couple kind of like street corner moments. The first was when I first moved and was crying and realized I didn't want to do that. The second was, I did have a revelation, and this was at 27.
Of course it was. Right, I always talk yeah, about 27.
It's a pivotal year. It's a weird
yeah,
year.
Exactly.
I think you and I are the same age. I'm 34.
Yes.
So 27, and I just thought, I've just been given way too much not to do something. Right. I mean, at that point, what was the worst that could happen? I had this incredible education. Mm-hmm. I had enough experience to get a job. It just really seemed like a waste to not go for it at that point in my mm-hmm. life, you know?
Good for you. All right, I'm excited to have this next sponsor on the podcast. They're a brand everyone's been a fan of for a long time. I know everyone looks forward to receiving their premium women's subscription boxes every single season. That's right, I'm talking about FabFitFun. Their boxes are filled with full-size products that truly do help make life more fab, fit, and fun. Like products to help with skincare routines, products to help live a healthier lifestyle, and just fun things that people love having around the house. Their mission is to deliver happiness and well-being to everyone, everywhere, and they truly do have a little bit of everything for everyone, so you know you're going to love what you get. In the latest box, I customized a few of my items and picked out the gravity-weighted sleep mask, which I'm super excited to use when I'm traveling. Everyone needs a good sleep mask. I could have used it the other day in the treehouse when the sun was coming up at 6:30 a.m. I also got as many skincare products as possible because I always love trying new things and incorporating new products into my skincare routine. With FabFitFun, you receive 8 to 10 full-sized items ranging from beauty to home decor to apparel to jewelry and beyond. The Spring 2020 box has been revealed. It's now on sale for a limited time, so you have to go to their website and check it out before it's too late. And seriously, you don't want to miss that amazing feeling when your box arrives in the mail and it feels like Christmas morning. FabFitFun is happiness delivered straight to your door each season. Choose from a variety of beauty, fashion, fitness, and wellness products to customize your very own spring box. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Use coupon code VINE for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That's coupon code VINE for $10 off your first box. I think a lot of people, of course, focus on the physical results from eating a healthier diet, but you realized that your mind was a lot healthier when you were eating well. So can you kind of tell me about that and how eating better almost helped your mood and anxiety?
Sure. Yeah, it's nuts. Well, I would say, so there's like the actual stuff. There's the micronutrient stuff, the fiber. Healthy fats are incredible for your brain. Mm-hmm. Your brain just loves fat, especially for women. We want our cells to have this nice layer of fat around them, mm-hmm. but from, you know, high quality sources. So, and we want our blood sugar to be balanced. So that means making sure you're not eating a ton of refined sweets. And when you are eating things that are carbohydrate rich, that you're pairing them with a fat or a protein. So there was definitely some of that stuff that was, you know, the Whole Foods mentality. But I think what I realized more than anything, particularly for women, is that it's about your mindset and your perspective about food almost more than anything.
I know. And it's so hard because some people have a tough relationship with food. And so I used to talk to my girlfriend, Erin Treloar, who is the founder of Raw Beauty Talks. And she was also my health and wellness coach. And we always talked about relationships with food because I have been really lucky in that sense where I've always had a good relationship with food where I realize how good it makes me feel to eat good things. Mm-hmm. But what is my problem is when I get stressed, I lose my appetite, which is also not healthy. Yeah. But I do agree. I think it's just like what you put in your body. It's even just being sitting down and before you eat a sandwich is actually just like taking three deep breaths and eating the sandwich and like tasting everything that's in your mouth. That sounds crazy to some people, probably not to you, but it does sound crazy to people because they're like, oh, that's going to make me lose weight. And it's like, well, it's not really about that. It's honestly like the stress of your body and what you're putting into your body. It's
totally,
I obviously sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. So
no,
you can
do
a better
no,
job.
You really
but
do.
It is wild, that concept, that it really is just about being aware of sitting down and taking breaths while you eat and realize what you're eating and not having stress around it. You can explain it better. But.
No. I actually think you explained it perfectly. And that's exactly what I would say to somebody. In my first book, I have a whole section about the environment and the atmosphere in which you eat. And it does sound woo-woo, but it's not. It's all it is taking your body out of fight or flight. So if you're in a situation where you feel like you're being attacked, the last thing you're going to do is feel hungry, you know, which is essentially what you're saying. For you, when you're stressed out, your body slips into fight or fight probably quickly, which mine does too, which is why I'm pretty prone to anxiety.
Right.
And so you're just out of that nervous system state. And so as a result, you really can't digest food. And if you, there's sort of an analogy that a friend of mine helps use with her clients when she's teaching called The Tale of Two Cookies. And it's essentially that it's not about what is in the cookie itself. It's exactly what you said, which it's how you eat that cookie. What's your experience of it? Your body is going to actually absorb and digest that completely differently if you can be in the present, enjoy it, not attach emotion to it, not make it part of some, you know, on the wagon, off the wagon, all of that mindset and language than somebody who is already thinking about how they're going to work it off or whatever.
I just think it's so wild because it's such a simple concept that it's so hard for a lot of people to do. And even myself, who I'm, you know, I worked in a restaurant for over 10 years. And so I think I was always just rushing to just shovel food in my mouth at any chance that I could get. And once I got out of the restaurant industry, I realized I eat so quickly. I feel like I'm like I don't even breathe. I just, I inhale and I'm like on the phone and I'm doing, you know, and once Aaron brought it to my attention, I realized how bad that was and how often I was doing it. Yeah. And now I try so hard to just like appreciate that I've, you know, the food that I have, the food that I've cooked, like totally. Take it in. And it really does make a difference.
Oh my gosh. It makes such a difference, but it's so hard to do. We're just, I mean, it's not like built into our culture in any way. Right. And it's interesting. So you worked in a restaurant, you said, for 10 years.
Yeah.
Was it the same place?
Two different ones.
Yeah, it's interesting because the restaurant industry is in some ways the place where we see the worst eating behavior. Mm-hmm. Because you, when you are, I mean, I worked in a couple of restaurants before I did what I'm doing now, and it is just, you talk about fight or flight. I mean, you don't eat, you don't drink water, you don't sit down. People don't take care of themselves at all. It's such a hard industry to be in. And some people are trying to change the game and that and create new company culture. But it's definitely kind of ironic that we should look at having that start from the top down, because it's going to create that kind of behavior, you know?
I know. I was so unhealthy in the restaurant years.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's almost impossible. I mean, the thing is, if you are behind, whether you're serving or you're, you know, a prep cook or whatever, and you're running around for however long your shift is, I mean, it could be anywhere from 4 to 10 hours. Mm-hmm. The only thing you want is alcohol after that, at least in my experience. And that's what most of the people, you know, behind the, in the kitchen, it's like you're so heightened the entire time that as soon as you're off, your body, you know, all you want is a release of some kind.
Right. Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's so true as well. All right. So Mr. Chris Harrison was telling me about this crazy party Hulu threw in Beverly Hills with all the biggest reality TV stars from like every show. And now I have to watch the commercials to see what happened like everyone else. I don't usually get FOMO, but in this case, I have extreme FOMO here. Luckily for you, Hulu has the reality TV that you love. So start your free trial today at Hulu.com. You said in your cookbook, you talk about like the relationships with food. Did you say that?
Yep.
And is that in the one that you already have out or the one that's coming out in April?
So both, actually.
Both. Okay, great.
Yeah. So the first book, I talk a lot about like the actual environment, which is the kind of stuff you were saying, you know, sit down. If you are working, try to set work aside. If you can eat with somebody and have just like kind of a slow conversation, that's really nice. All of that kind of environmental stuff can be really important, even as cheesy as it sounds, even putting on some music or mm-hmm. anything that's just going to create a mental shift. But in this book, I actually got more specific about tips for mindful eating, really what that can look like, and just some like action items that you can take to experience food completely differently.
That's amazing.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
All right, The Dish with Trish, hosted by Trisha Paytas, is a new podcast here at Podcast One, but she has had some amazing guests. Both Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star have stopped by to talk with Trisha about everything from relationships to gossip to feuds. Nothing is off the table when you dish with Trish. If you haven't had a chance to listen, you have to catch up on this podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast apps so you can get new episodes every week.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
What are some of the ways that you think people can incorporate holistic eating into their lifestyle? Like pretty much what you just said. But I feel like people might be lacking resources like time, money. I think people think you need time and money to eat well.
Yeah. So, you know, I would say if we're talking like bird's eye view, yes, there is some privilege in eating well to an extent. But I listened to your podcast from yesterday and you were talking about basically small changes. And mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most important we're living in a society where we want big change. We want to see things really dramatically. The best thing that you can do is pick one small improvement. Do that consistently for a few weeks and then add something on and have an abundance mindset about it as opposed to a deprivation mindset.
Right.
So depending on the person, it could be a million different things, you know, but it can just be adding in one more vegetable every day or taking away like one sweet thing every 3 days. I mean, it can be really, really teeny tiny.
Yeah, you're right. I think so many people think, especially in the eating world, that they want results like now. Mm-hmm. And I always say, and I always have this mindset of like, if I start now, how quickly does a year go by?
I'm alarmed.
If you start now making a small change today, think of how big of a difference that'll make in a year and how fast that will go.
Yep. Yeah, you have to have a long-term mindset about it. I mean, it's not going to be a sprint. It's a marathon. And
yeah.
That's why diets don't work, you know?
Exactly. Diets never work. It's about what you're putting into your body every day and how it makes you feel.
Right.
And allowing yourself to indulge once in a while, too.
Oh, God, yes.
Do you cook every meal for yourself every day?
Yeah, I mean, I do for the most part. I do for the most part cook most of my meals.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm writing a book, I really try to make all my food just because I should use it to test and that kind of thing. But I do love to go out to eat as well.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
But what, like, in your day, what does breakfast, lunch, and dinner look like for you?
So, I mean, it really does vary, which I know is a super obnoxious answer.
No.
It does vary. I have now started, I try to be really, really careful about the phrase intermittent fasting, but I say that only because it's about as close as I can get to sort of describe what it is that I've been doing. Really what I do now is pay attention to when I'm actually hungry, as opposed mm-hmm. to having breakfast first thing in the morning without even thinking. And usually I just have coffee. I put cream in my coffee and I have that. And then a few hours later, like early lunchtime, I usually have my first meal, which could be a leftover. I mean, I'm all about leftovers.
I love leftovers.
I love leftovers.
Me too.
So many people don't like leftovers.
I love leftovers.
No, I think if you like it, I am so happy to eat the same thing over and over again.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just like reheat whatever was last night, or since it's my first meal of the day, I might feel something like brunchy. So it might be something like some jazzed up oatmeal or some, like, I don't know, I try to make healthy baked goods a lot, so I'll have that with some fruit and yogurt. It really depends, but for the most part, I would say I really do try with every meal and snack as well to have some combination of like fat, fiber, and protein. I just have that kind of circulating in the back of my mind. We can get some fiber for digestion, some healthy fat for like that satisfaction, mm-hmm. And then some protein just for also for keeping you full, but just to make sure, especially as women, we're like keeping our muscles strong and all that.
What protein do you suggest for people who don't eat meat?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. There's a lot. I mean, it's important to remember that there's protein in green vegetables as well.
Right.
And that's not, I don't say that just sort of like in a super hippie way. I mean, it actually is, and it can accumulate and you can get a pretty good amount from it. If you like tofu or tempeh, those are two forms of soy. Yeah, I love them too. Mm-hmm. And I've done a ton of research about soy, and I actually didn't use tofu in my first book, and I did in this most recent book because I actually think tofu can be really good for you in moderation, like barring any, you know, specific caveats from your doctor. I think it can be great for you, and I think it's super delicious. But if you don't want soy, oh, and also just say tofu and tempeh, if you don't know what to do with them, treat them like you would treat chicken. Just marinate it in whatever you like. It's just going to take on the flavor of whatever you already like. And then, you know, beans and grains are fantastic. I personally am not gluten sensitive. So, and if you don't have an intolerance or sensitivity, like every now and again using mock meats, I don't hate that for someone who's vegetarian or vegan, because it's a great source of protein and, you know, and that can be hard to get.
Is this a myth that if you are vegan, it's tough to get enough protein, or in everything that you eat as a vegan, would it be tough to not to, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I will say, I think some of that comes down to just like straight up bioindividuality.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what that looks like. Some people have different theories about what exactly that means. I would say overarchingly, if you're thoughtful about it, I think you can get plenty of protein on a vegan diet. Every now and again, some people just, their bodies just don't really like assimilate and take that much nutrition from plant-based protein.
Yeah.
So even though they're eating the numbers that they should in terms of grams, their body is just like not really having it. But I would say if you're a thoughtful vegan and you're supplementing properly and you, I mean, if you want to be plant-based, you do have to put a little bit more thought into it.
Yeah.
But no, not that much.
All right, ladies, I want to tell you about a new brand from the co-founder of Jimmy Choo. It's next generation luxury footwear by Tamara Mellon. And it's redefining luxury and breaking the rules. Yes. Tamara Mellon is disrupting the status quo, and not just in the fashion industry, but as an outspoken advocate of women's issues, which is absolutely amazing. Their shoes are handcrafted in Italy in the same factories as other luxury designers, but instead of going to retailers, they deliver directly to women. They have stores in LA, New York City, and San Francisco, so if you do happen to be in those locations, be sure to head to their stores and try on your shoes right then and there. Customers get complimentary shoe care with every purchase. Everything is guaranteed with repairs for up to 2 years, plus free shipping and returns, because who doesn't want that? No limit when you can return, so you can take some time to make up your mind on purchases, but more than likely, you're going to love them. They also offer 0% financing available through Affirm, because luxury shouldn't be so exclusive. So head to their website and take their fit quiz, which makes it easy to find your size based on other brands that you wear. Celebrities like Lizzo, oh my God, I love Lizzo, Meghan Markle, Ashley Graham, and Gigi Hadid are already fans of the brand, so it's time for you to get on board if you haven't already. Shop tamaramelon.com/vine for $100 off your first pair through March 29th. Use code VINE at checkout. That's tamaramelon.com/vine. I think people get afraid of like the term fats and how you need fats in your diet, and they just hear that word and think it's not. So what are like the healthy fats that your body would need, like you were saying?
Totally. So if you do eat animal proteins, it really, really, that's where quality comes into play, and it's sort of non-negotiable in my opinion. If you are going to eat animal proteins or animal products, then you need them to be from pasture-raised animals. So, but a pasture-raised ghee or butter in moderation can be good for you, mm-hmm. and has some really nice omega fatty acids. Avocados obviously are incredible. Coconut oil is incredible. Nuts and seeds and nuts and seed butters as well. If you like eggs, good quality eggs are phenomenal. And then, you know, wild caught fish is, I mean, about as good of a thing as you can put in your body as anything else.
And then with the fasting that everybody's talking about, you, how come you were hesitant to say that that's what you do?
Oh my God, it makes me sweat even thinking about it. But let's go
really?
There. Yeah, just because you have to be so careful.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, like, people take things and they run with it, and I think there's a lot of connotations with fasting. Women in general do not do as well. This is a broad statement, but typically don't do as well as men. So, but I would bet a lot of your community, as well as mine, are smart, pretty type A women who will say, if I fasted 18 hours this day, then it's better to do it 7 days a week, you mm-hmm. know, because we're just like a get it done kind of community.
Yeah.
And I have that tendency as well, but you don't want to do that. So the whole idea of fasting is simply to give your body a break to digest, to have proper cell die-off so you can get some good cell turnover, for your skin to repair, all that stuff that it can't do when it's just using a lot of its energy. Even repairing your immune system, all that stuff that it can't do when it's digesting food. What that looks like from day to day really has to do with your hunger cues and your hunger signals. I don't want anyone pushing past a point where they start to get hangry and mm-hmm. they're shaky and they don't have energy. Like no one should push through that.
I agree.
You should eat when you feel like your body really needs to eat. It's just that what we were saying, like a lot of us, we just have these built-in meal times, these like societal meal times. And often we end up just eating to the, we not necessarily even too much, but too frequently. And then our body just really doesn't have a chance to like digest it properly, you know?
And so you don't think that the fasting, like this is scientifically proven. This is those are the benefits. It's not like this is a fad diet or something.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of science behind fasting. It's been used for a very, very long time.
Oh, it has.
Time.
It's just coming into play.
Right?
Here.
I know. Okay. Yeah.
It's like Brussels sprouts.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. There we go. Yeah. so yeah, fasting's been around forever. People have been doing it for a really long time. There are incredible scientifically documented stories of people healing from all sorts of stuff with medically overseen fasting. You know, it's really important to make sure you're working with some kind of a medical professional, especially if you have a condition of any kind, basically.
Of course.
But if you can kind of use it in moderation, just like anything else, I have seen amazing improvements in my digestion, mainly, is what I've seen. Yeah. I mean, we'll just leave it there. Okay. You know, but.
Well, I'm always so curious because I try and do it, and I'm like, I'm pretty forgiving with myself if I don't. But because that's the thing. I used to wake up and think breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So I'm going to wake up and make my egg whites and my everything and I was I like trained myself to almost be hungry when I woke up, where now I do pay attention to I'm not hungry when I first wake up. I'm going to wait until I am hungry. If that happens to be before noon, I'm not going to force myself, but I try because I do want to see. I like to try things to see the benefits, and if it works for me, then it works for me. Like, I never in my life thought I would be a vegetarian, or I guess I'm a pescatarian because I eat fish, but I never thought in my life I would do that. And now I just see how good it makes me feel, and again, I don't push it on other people or think that's what you should do. It's just, for me, it works. Mm-hmm. So thank you for making me veggie burgers.
Oh, yeah, I know. I hope you like them.
I will. I'm very easy to please, too, but when somebody's a good cook, I'm impressed. Yeah, I need to get your cookbooks, too, because I love a good cookbook. But what was – oh, yeah, the fasting. So, yeah, I do think what, everything you said is super important to listen to the hunger cues of your body and to not push anything.
Yeah.
And to just, again, do what works for you. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I think you're a pretty intuitive eater, it sounds like.
Which I'm a very intuitive eater.
Yeah, which most people aren't, unfortunately. My mom is, I'm not really. Yeah. And she's such an intuitive eater. And I think that's really the best approach is to.
I don't think I was, especially in the restaurant biz.
Right.
Like, I don't think I ever. I think now I just see how good it makes me feel. Certain things make me feel. I mean, I went on a bit of a disgusting kick over the last 6 months where I feel like I was just giving zero about what I put in my body, and
that's
I
write my books.
Yeah,
which is so ironic. I really don't take care of myself when I'm writing my books.
Probably because you're just so.
I'm just so I'm so in the zone.
Busy.
I'm so focused. Yeah, and I when I make this food so much, I don't want it anymore. At some point, like all I want are like the muffins that I'm making.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a time and a place.
I have a few rapid fire questions for you, because first of all, I want to know your favorite restaurant in Nashville.
Honestly, probably City House.
Oh, I love City House.
I mean, it's just like
their pizza with the fried egg on the middle.
It's everything.
That
it's
is
just
a great
without
restaurant.
Fail. And it was one of the first like boutique restaurants that opened, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. And it's still
in Germantown, right?
Yeah.
Germantown. Yeah. People always ask, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to the podcast that come to Nashville for bachelorette parties or whatever to just to visit because it's awesome. But everyone always asks what restaurant I should go to. So I wanted to know that. And what about your favorite place to go for a cocktail or a glass of wine?
Ooh, so there's a place called Never Never that just opened in my neighborhood in Wedgwood, Houston. I am obsessed with it.
Never Never. Why do I feel like I heard of that?
I think a lot of people really like it. It's in Wedgwood, Houston. It's like super divey, but they make really good cocktails.
Divey.
Yeah. You would, I mean,
never,
love
never.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what area?
It's like No Frills, but so Wedgwood, Houston, which is where I'm living, it's like 5 minutes from downtown. It's totally up and coming and kind of industrial, but there's tons. Yeah, it's really fun. There's tons of stuff opening over there.
What's wrong with me? I've never even heard of that.
I mean, it's literally like popped up in the last 18 months. So.
That's okay. Well, I'll have to check it out. Okay. So if you guys listening are like me, you're constantly on the lookout for the best brands. And if you're into online shopping like I am, you're also searching for sites that offer fast, free, one-day shipping, free returns, 24/7 customer care, but that isn't always easy to find. Well, you're in luck because Verishop has all of that and more. You're going to want to tell your friends about the site because it literally has everything you need all in one spot and offers all the perks that we're looking for. Verishop is a new online shopping site with fashionable brands that you need for every moment of your life, from women's and men's fashion to home decor, beauty, and wellness, all in one place, which is super convenient. And they get your purchases to you fast with free one-day shipping and free returns. With no membership fee, no minimum purchase required, Verishop's expert retail team hand-selects and sources every single item from more than 300 brands from all over the world. So there's no chance of counterfeits or fake goods, which is always in the back of my mind when I do online shopping. Did you see the dress I got on my Instagram stories? Verishop even gives you the option to pay over time, and their customer care representatives are available 24/7 by phone, text, or email. Shop Verishop for the fastest free shipping out there, and with my promo code, new Verishop customers can take 15% off the first purchase to try it out. Just go to Verishop.com, use my code VINE, that's V-E-R-I-S-H-O-P.com, with code VINE for 15% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Favorite recipe in both cookbooks?
Oh my gosh. In the first book, my pizza recipe, it's a quinoa lentil crust.
Whoa.
And it smells like soap when it's raw, and yes, then it bakes up actually like a crust.
Dang.
And it's just pizza. So I really like that. And it usually surprises people. It's really filling too.
Don't you dare say it's just pizza. You take that back.
That's so true. Especially as we just dropped the belly ham. Okay. And then in this upcoming book, I made like homemade magic bars. Oh. And have you had like the original kind of like 7-layer magic bars?
Yeah.
Like condensed milk or whatever. So I made a vegan version of those.
Yeah.
So that's probably my favorite in the sweet category. And then I don't know. I'd have to think about vegetarian or savory or something. But
that's okay. I'll go and check it out. Favorite grab-and-go snack?
Favorite grab-and-go snack would probably be... So I do a little trail mix, which is actually the dang... sriracha little chips that are, it's a snack,
yes,
in your bag.
Yeah.
So I do those, and then I do the tamari roasted almonds from Trader Joe's.
Yum.
I mean, from Thrive Market. And I do, what's it? Oh, and then have you heard of Late July?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
yes,
it's a
I
brand
have.
Of
course
chips.
I have.
Yeah,
yeah. They sent me some chips.
Oh,
they're
they
so
did?
Delicious.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're like tortilla chips.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, good.
So I'll like mix those up and eat that as like a little to-go snack.
Okay. Yeah, I remember I got some of those actually in my Thrive Market package, and then they sent me some because I love them so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Okay, favorite guilty pleasure or drunk food?
So this is actually something I was going to reference in like confession style.
Well, let's mix it in.
Yeah, let's mix it in.
Okay, give me your confession. Well, tell me this one.
I'll be honest, I haven't had one in a little while, but I was the Big Mac queen, like in college. The queen.
Yeah.
My college boy, I loved them so much that my college boyfriend literally made me for... Valentine's Day one year, a trail of Big Macs leading to my actual present.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Why did you guys break up?
That's a great... I'm still figuring
He's
it out.
He's the one that got away.
No, yeah. He is for sure the one that got away.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
Trail of Big Macs. So me, probably that... I would say if it's in Nashville, I'm just like a big burger pizza girl.
Yeah.
You know? So the... have you had the burger at, I guess it would not be your jam.
I mean, I ate burgers a few years ago.
Do you ever bring your own veggie patty?
You could do that?
Yeah, for sure.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You can bring their own veggie patty to a restaurant?
I've done that before. If I knew it wasn't going to be like good quality beef.
Whoa.
Yeah. Or even like a fast
Whoa,
food place.
Whoa, that's a game. What? Mm-hmm. I could bring a veggie patty to McDonald's.
Yeah, and just...
You're lying to me.
Throw it on there.
You just changed my whole life.
It's amazing. I mean, everyone will do it.
No, I don't believe you.
Give it a whirl.
I can bring a veggie patty to McDonald's.
Yep.
And they can make me a Big Mac with my...
Or any restaurant, like for sure,
Holy
any restaurant,
shit.
If you bring your own, whatever it is.
This is a game changer.
They should do it for you.
My life just got a lot better.
Yeah. Have you had the veggie burger at Avo?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I love Avo.
Yeah, I know. They do a great job. So, yeah. I would say let's just stick with Big Mac as my...
Look, I have like a Big Mac case down there. Yeah.
Oh,
I have Big Mac pajamas. And
really?
And I have McDonald's like bun slippers.
Oh yeah. My God.
I'm a
so
really
jealous.
Big McDonald's fan.
I mean, I see that. I get it.
Which is so funny because I don't eat meat and I'm just begging them to please. Oh, I think they're getting a Beyond Meat burger, actually.
I think they are too. Wait, yeah. Burger King has it. But that would be, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have one now because of the quality of the meat, but I would totally ring a veggie burger to have the Big Mac.
What is your take on Beyond Meat?
So the thing about it is Beyond Meat and then, what's the other one? Shoot, I don't remember. But I mean, my thing about the
Impossible Burger.
Impossible, exactly. I like the concept in theory. I'm not sure that I understand like the back end overhead and cost versus the cost of what the meat industry, because I know that it's an enormous amount of plant-based staples like corn and soy, and there's some downsides to that as well. So I guess what I would say if you want to try one of those, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I would say if you really like meat, just get something local. Just source something local that you're supporting a local farmer, you know?
I agree with that. Okay, favorite thing to do when you're not cooking?
Probably hiking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are there good hiking spots in Nashville?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nope, not really. We have Radnor Lake, which is nice. Yeah. You may have something closer to you, but Montgomery Bell State Park is my favorite thing to do. I just can't find people to go with me because it's a 12-mile hike.
Yeah,
but
you can't convince me to do that.
I wouldn't even try.
I wish I loved hiking, but my truth is I just don't. I want to be the girl that hikes, and like I just love the idea of hiking, and I'm just like, oh, I can't get into it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And to each their own.
Yeah.
Each their own.
I know. Good
for I wouldn't
you.
Force you.
Okay. Favorite piece of advice you've ever received?
Probably just do it anyway, which is like kind of an annoying thing to say. But
no,
I think, yeah, you
just
know,
do it anyway.
Yeah, just do it. If you want to, just do it anyway, regardless.
Right. Like, even if you're going to go to jail, just do it anyway.
yeah, there's no qualifiers.
Yeah, no. Favorite part about your job?
Getting feedback from people and just like the most amazing messages from people just continues to make it worth it.
That's amazing. Okay, so everybody needs to follow you on Instagram. What is it again? I said it at the beginning. And
Laura Lee Balance, and the L is L-E-A.
Yes.
A little funky.
Yeah. It looks like Laura Lea,
exactly.
But it's Laura Lee.
Yep.
Balance.
Yep.
Okay, amazing. And I usually, well, most of the time I give out Instagrammies at the end of my podcast to people who I love to follow, who are just, you know, when you scroll and you just need something good on your feed. And so, one, I give it to you. But two,
thank you.
My Instagrammy today is also going to one of my favorite follows. And this is so funny because my old golden retriever with my ex name was Tucker. And this golden retriever's name is Tucker. But anyways.
Oh, boy.
It's Tucker. It's at Tucker. Now, I don't even know how to say the last part of it. Budzen, I think. I hope that's how I say it. TUCKERBUDZYN. I gave him a shout out on a recent podcast, but I didn't give his whole Instagram name. And I needed everyone who loves Goldens as much as I do to go look at this cutie's feed because he's so cute. He actually reminds me of Pino so much. Yeah. But he's so cute. So from memes to costumes to just being his cute self, it's just, he brightens up my feet.
Do you follow King Henry?
Of course. King Henry's mom, Jessica, is my trainer
for
the dogs. Yeah. She's one of my girlfriends.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love Henry so much. They're so adorable. She's the nicest girl you've ever met.
Really?
She trained Ramen and now she's working with Pino.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. She's really, really great. Yeah. And then she sometimes watches the dogs when we go away.
Oh,
because they love Henry so much. How can you not?
Best dogs that are ever.
Well, thank you so much for coming over
and
talking about this. I think it's so, I love talking about, you know, it's fun to talk about food and cooking, but like the experience and your relationship with food and certain things that you can do that I think people really like to see online, not just recipes, but why it makes you feel good and what you can do to, you know, make it more about the experience than just like what you're putting into your body. So I really love what you're doing.
Thank you
so much for coming out to my house podcasting with me. And I can't wait to try your veggie burgers.
You made
me a whole goodie bag. I'm just like, people don't understand how much I love a good goodie bag.
Yeah.
And you put thought into it and it's just so nice. So thank you.
Well, I figure, I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? And is there anything else that you wanted to talk about before we wrap this up, or did we cover it all?
I think that's it.
Okay,
thank you
awesome.
So much for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?
This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It may just be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Hulu. Hulu has the reality TV that you love, so start your free trial today at hulu.com. FabFitFun. FabFitFun is happiness delivered straight to your door each season. Choose from a variety of beauty, fashion, fitness, and wellness products to customize your very own spring box. Retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200. Use coupon code VINE for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. LaCroix. Enjoy LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle. LaCroix Sparkling Water is available nationwide. For a full list of retailers, visit LaCroixWater.com. For more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water. And Tamara Melon. Shop TamaraMelon.com/Vine for $100 off your first pair through March 29th. Use code VINE at checkout. That's TamaraMelon.com/Vine.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.